Hello, everybody, and welcome to your practice of yoga nidra. My name is Dawn. I will be your guide, your cruise director, your tour guide for the day. And I am so happy that you are here. This, dear one, is your time. It's a time to celebrate your body, your mind, your spirit. It's time to attune to your inner guide, your intuition, but also your inner child. A bit of a childlike session today. I won't spoil anything. Let's just get as comfortable as possible. Lying down on your bed, your yoga mat, maybe even your couch. In any position that will be nourishing for your body today. So in order to figure out what that is or how that is, really check in with yourself now. Body, mind, spirit, what props does your body need today to support you? Where do you want to be? Maybe you need to grab an eye pillow, an extra blanket, some cozy socks, a stuffed animal. I'd be a straight up liar if I said I've never practiced yoga nidra without my teddy bear. Maybe you want something supportive under your knees and your thighs, some mittens, something under your head, maybe even, this is a nice one, a rolled towel under your neck. And maybe before all of this, you need to close a door, dim some lights, shut the blinds. I could go on. You all know that I could. I have before. Just taking these moments, finding these moments to really settle into your space, then into your body, and into this practice. Right here, right now, this moment, and really tending to it. Tending to yourself in this moment so that you can be as receptive and as relaxed here in your rest nest. Check in. What do you need to be receptive, to be open, right? And to be relaxed. And feel your spine nice and long, legs wide, arms out wide, pull shoulders down, knit shoulder blades in and down. And let the head fall heavy. The eyelids to unhinge jaw, release the tongue, create space through throat, chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Release any strain in your belly, your glutes, even your fingers and toes. Feel a softening, a floppening in these areas. Feeling symmetrical, supported, safe, and all set for your practice today. Take a long, you already know, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, chest, throat, face to top of head, and hold for 5, 4, 3, you can do it, 2, 1, opened mouth sigh, cleansing release, let something go. Through the nose, fill bottom to top, and then expand out at the same time. Keep going and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, audible sigh, let something go, release, and empty out. Last one, through the nose, breathe in, Fill up. Drink oxygen into every cell, pore, organ, vein, you got it, and hold at the top for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Biggest sigh, exhale, let go. And feel yourself, find yourself melting, settling into the surface below you. Really sinking into it, almost like your back body is fusing into the earth below you. It's as if the surface below you were your very best friend. It's as if you were relaxing now in a circle of your best friends, your tribe. And you're all just listening to a story, just listening, allowing yourself to be however you are, just as you are. And if something in the story being told doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. You can take what you like and leave the rest. Remember, from this point forward, you have zero responsibilities. For the next little while, just listen to the story and let it unfold. If you get lost or drift away, that's perfect. You will return your attention to the sound of the storyteller, to my voice, my vibe, when you're ready. And you'll find yourself back at the exact right place, never having missed a thing. There might even be brief pauses of silence today, but don't worry, these two are all part of the story. Now, turn your attention to one of your oldest pals, the breath, and imagine your belly as this beautiful balloon, inflating and deflating softly with each inhale and each exhale. Note the color of this belly balloon, gently blowing into the space that you're in to feed it air, and then watching as it slowly trickles out, expanding and contracting. Feeling as each inhalation fills the balloon and each exhalation gently removes the air from the space. Just watching the breath as it moves down into the belly and then up into the chest, the clavicles, as if it were singing. Just follow the pathway of this old pal for a few comfortable, easy breaths. Just connecting, having a conversation with this friend. Continuing to be breathed. Follow the breath now to the tips of the toes and the fingertips, to the beginnings and the endings of the hair, or places where hair might be. It's as if the breath were bestowing a friendly, gentle caress on each place of the body. Feel the sensations of air flowing in and out of each of these places, both on the inside and the outside. Breathing here, toe tips, fingertips, maybe even beginnings and endings of hair. Breath bestowing a friendly caress on each of these spaces. Feel the air flowing in and out. And even noticing the places, the spaces where that breath pauses. The breath is almost suspended involuntarily before it returns to itself. Notice that. Now draw your attention down and in to the door of the heart space. Open it, walk in and through. Now use your imagination to place your left palm on your heart space. And visualize, imagine that the other hand, the right hand, is resting on your belly. Of course, if you feel called, you can make these actual gestures. But visualizing here is just fine, whatever feels natural. Left palm on heart, right palm on that balloon belly, you got it. And now, ask yourself, is there a gathering of friends that you would like to host now? And if nothing arises, just wait and trust, see if any ideas show up like a welcomed guest. And if nothing arises or it sounds like too much work here, that's okay. Let this practice, let spirit, your guides, sort out all the details on your behalf. Is there anyone you would like to invite in to this practice? Is there a tribe you want with you? Friends, guardian angels, ancestors, anyone, anything that you'd like to host? Invite them in to this space. And remember, there are no responsibilities in this grace space, just relaxation, joy, a little bit of fun. Now draw your attention back into that doorway, that chamber of the heart. And we're going to allow awareness to now travel from here throughout the body. And think of it as a journey to visit, to pop into various parts of ourselves, greeting each one with a warm hug, a wink, a high five, a bow, a cool caress of affection. So your attention is resting at and in your heart space. Allow awareness to soak into this space, gazing at the face of the heart. Then travel over to the left side of the chest, saying hi to this part of you. Awareness flows up to the left shoulder, down to the left elbow. A greeting here. Left wrist, left thumb. Bring awareness to the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. All fingers on the left hand have gathered together. Back to the wrist, elbow, shoulder, left side of the chest, and then returning to the center of the chest. Basking in the warmth here, before moving the attention over to the right side of the chest, greeting this part of you. Awareness flows up and in to the right shoulder, down to the elbow, right wrist, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. All the right fingers separate and together, unified. Back to the right wrist, elbow, shoulder, greeting the right side of the chest and center of the chest. Warmth here. Following attention as it flows down to the belly and pausing here for a tender, nurturing welcome of this part of you, your belly. Then further down to the pubic bone, extending this invitation, a greeting deep inside the pubic space. Now over to the right hip, right knee, right ankle, top of the foot, bottom of right foot, feeling and greeting the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. All the spaces in between the toes. Back up to the right ankle, right knee, right hip. Awareness slides over the pubic bone and pubic space and travels into the left hip. Down to left knee, ankle, top of foot, bottom of foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe, all the in-between spaces, separate, together, unified. Back up to the left ankle, knee, hip, and back to the pubic bone, centered and balanced. All friendships, all connections in alignment. Greeting the belly once again. Before pausing once more at the doorway, the chamber of the heart space. Not quite done yet. Saying hello once again to the heart. Now feeling that dimple or that hollow at the base of the throat, a greeting here. And then moving your awareness up further to that wise, all-seeing friend, the third eye in the middle of the forehead, welcoming you. And inviting you, this wise friend, this all-seeing third eye, to come inside, to see what is here. And then finally, awareness flows and rises up to the top of your head, to a place that was wide open when you were born. The fontanelle, your timeless best friend seated here at the crown, waiting patiently to connect with you. At the top of your head, take a moment to experience this union, this greeting, this reconnection. Top of the head, wide open once again. And from this vantage point, you can now survey the entire body. A beautiful group of friends applauding you, excited to spend some time with you, to connect with you. No agendas here, no responsibilities, just being together, appreciating this ongoing commitment to yourself. Old and new companions, young and aged, friends through thick and thin, the highs and the lows. All these points of you, parts of you, friends who have supported you in sickness and health, in crisis, in joy, in chaos and peace. All of these parts of you, steadfast friends, loyal to the end, supporting you always. Feel the entirety of you. All of these parts, these friends, separately and together in unison. And allow the breath to drift back and enter the heart space. And notice in this part of the story, all of your friends, near and far, have gathered here at the heart. And imagine in this part of the story that you are the host, the hostess of this wonderful gathering. Maybe this gathering can be a camping trip, seated outside around a bonfire, maybe sitting at a large dining table having a meal together, or something as simple as a slumber party with sleeping bags and pillows and stuffed animals, candy and sweets. Whatever comes up, whatever appeals to you, whatever first comes to mind, to heart. And the only thing you are in charge of are the invitations, the guest list. Unless, of course, you want to be in charge of anything else. Of course you can. But you don't have to do any work here. No doing, no planning. It's as if you have a magic wand. So spend some time imagining this gathering of your people. Smell any fragrances, note the colors, the details. Where are you? Large and small. See all the details of this venue. Listening for sounds, maybe music, laughter, sounds of nature, maybe even silence. Are there textures, surfaces to feel? Maybe your tongue can taste food or liquids, drinking colors with your eyes. Now notice, there is a gift for you from all of your friends in the middle of the circle, the middle of this gathering. And notice how this gift is wrapped. Is there any tissue paper, ribbons, bows, bags, maybe layers of newspaper? And take your time to open this gift layer by layer. Allow this gift from all of your friends, all parts of you, to reveal itself. Pause for a moment here to enjoy the splendor of this gift. Look. What do you see? How cool is that? Now thank all of your friends, all parts of you, for contributing to this gift. Giving thanks for gatherings, for union, for connection. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. Sigh it out. Become aware of your body resting on the surface below. Feel all the places and spaces where your body is being supported, rising back up to the surface of awareness. Notice sounds entering your right ear and any sounds entering the left ear. Perhaps wiggling fingers and toes, get some gentle movement back into the body. Always, if your body feels like it needs additional rest, gift yourself permission to be still. Following the natural inclinations of the body, honoring those. Being gentle with yourself as you ease back into awareness, befriending the waking state once again. Notice how powerful yet quiet the heartbeat is. How powerful yet still the mind is. How powerful yet gentle the breath is. Pausing here, and together let's give thanks for joining in this circle of Yoga Nidra, online Nidra friends and community gathered right here. With hands at my heart center. Thank you for listening, for being a part of this story and coming along for this Nidra ride. With hands at heart center, I bow to you and I remind you to keep it light, keep playing, keep connecting and befriending all parts of you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet friend.